Now, a few people who won't be retiring anytime soon are those in the Mexican food game who said there is no money in burritos because Gasman Y. Gomez have given us plenty to taco about over the last year. They were going to the boards and fight on the ASX, then it took its nachos and went home, but the move is back on. Today announcing they have lured four major investment funds to back a $135 million financing round. That puts the value of GYG to $1.73 billion, up about $200 million since it last raised money almost 2 years ago. In a statement by GYG, they said it had not abandoned a potential IPO in Australia and would assess options for a public listing in the next 12 months. Let's put a tortilla around that and get to the market wrap.
And now on Money News, the market wrap. Help protect your property investment with Terry Shear, Australia's leading landlord insurance specialist.
Despite no significant lead from Wall Street, it was another positive day on the local market. After jumping at the open, the ASX 200 held steady for the rest of the day to close up 35 points or 0.5% to 7,824. Mining stocks were the best performers on the day, with REITs being the laggards. After having 24% wiped off its share price yesterday on weaker than expected trading update, agribusiness giant Elders has recovered some ground. We're going to talk to Evan Lucas about that in a moment. Ansell also lifted 6% after a big US acquisition of a protective equipment business. Viva Energy was the biggest large cap decliner, falling 3% to $3.70, where some profit may have been taken off the table when it hit a 52-week high in the last week of $3.82. And the real estate stocks were all weaker. Stockland down 1% to $4.68. Mirvac down 1% to $2.29. Lendlease having a very tough 12 months, down more than 1% to $6.42. But lithium and copper miners, which have not been market darlings for a long, long time, they led the gains. Liontown Resources up 8%. Linus Rare Earths and IGO gaining more than 3% apiece. But Evan Lucas, independent market analyst and very good friends of Money News, joins us on this Tuesday evening. Evan, great to speak to you again.
Hello, Scotty. How are you doing, mate?
I'm going well, Evan. Now, the ASX has had some pretty low volumes in terms of shares traded. And I know coming out of the reporting season, and you know, we've got Easter and Anzac Day coming up, that volumes are generally lower. But what's actually happening at the market at the moment?
Look, we're just sort of waiting, and I think that needs to be pointed out quite clearly that in the States we are waiting for their quarterly earnings, which technically starts on Thursday, but not in earnest till, you know, next week when you start getting their big major banks. You've also, I mean, what's sort of been lost at the moment is, you know, the pushing back of rate cut expectations, not just here in Australia, but around the world, and all of that is also part of why things are pretty flat. So really, simply, the only thing that I've found interesting at the moment is a stat out of the S&P 500 that as of this year, for the first time in 25 years, the tech sector has actually grown by being the largest it's ever been. So the tech sector is now 29.62% of the S&P 500. You have to go back to 1999 to see that same level, 29.18. And just to give you a bit more stats on that as well, Scotty, it only took 6 years to get there from that previously. So it was 5.94% in 1993. And then in those next 6 years, it got up to that 29.18. And then dot-com bubble, a few other bits and pieces. And it's taken 25 years to overtake that level. It's the only interesting thing that's happening, in my view, at the moment in markets.
Well, that's interesting. We've had a text from Woz in Geelong about, is the tech boom a bubble? But he also asked, what are some of the performance of the tech stocks on the NASDAQ over the last year? So I've highlighted semiconductor chipmaker NVIDIA up 200% plus. Meta, the owner of Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, up 140% plus. Amazon up 80%. Microsoft up 45%. So to answer his question then, Evan, is the NASDAQ a bubble?
Yes and no. There are parts of it that certainly have. I mean, you can point very clearly also that you've just listed the ones that are doing well. One that isn't doing well is Apple. I mean, the Apple is down about 12.5% year to date on that side. The unknown factor, though, is the AI side. So unlike, you know, what I just listed there with regards to what happened from 93 to 99 and the increase in the bubble that there was then called the dot-com bubble that happened at the end of 99 to 2000, this time around, excuse me, you've got the big players actually already there. Yes, NVIDIA highlighted, that's a 30-year-old company. Microsoft is now a 40-year company. You're looking at the others that are plugging into it. So you've already got the financial backing and the drive and the direction that will be. So the one for me to highlight straight away is Microsoft is almost like this sort of handbrake for a bubble in that if something was to go, you know, awry and there was to be a pullback, the earnings that Microsoft are deriving from their original businesses, now integrating AI into it, will more than offset the possibility of having a 99-2000.com bash. So I'm not of the view that you've got a bubble per se. I don't disagree with the term frothy. I don't disagree with the term slightly overdone. But the earnings that they keep generating, and we'll find that out in 2.5 weeks' time.
That's right.
When NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Apple come out, you'll understand that better. But they are just continuing to not just beat the street, but smash the street view.
Let's get into some acquisition space, because the M&A space has been quiet, in my opinion. And, you know, protective gear manufacturer Ansell came out today and said that they have made an acquisition. Their shares went up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I think this is really fascinating, because normally who they are acquiring from is part of the story. So the fact that you're getting a takeover of Kimberly-Clark's division around their overall sort of personal protective equipment, their Climatec, their Glenglard brands, all these fit very neatly into Ansell.
Yes.
It makes complete sense. But for Kimberly-Clark to let that go also shows you that the price was probably right. So the markets responded quite nicely to it, as they should. As I said, it fits very nicely into Ansell's brand. But it also suggests that if somebody like Kimberly-Clark are happy to let it go, they don't see it as core. So that was my only sort of caveat to this is again, why is a player of, you know, Kimberly-Clark's size letting go of these businesses for, what is it, $640 million? They clearly don't see it as core. Now, Ansell will use it very well, because clearly it is in the medical space, it's in the personal protection space, it is their absolute bread and butter. But the margins that Kimberly-Clark clearly were getting at it was no longer part of their brand, and they always have a margin that they have in mind, and if it goes below that, they walk away. They're a bit like a BHP of that space.
Let's talk about Elders. A bounce today, but a sell-off yesterday of 24%. They are blaming bad forecasting by the Bureau of Meteorology. Can you believe it, and what does that mean for shareholders?
Yes, I can. I also think you need to remember that, you know, if you look at it year-to-date, Elders is now actually up 6.45%. So yesterday was absolutely demonstrative. There's no doubt about that, the 24% decline. But it was probably well and truly overdone. And if you look at what happened this morning, all of the analytical world was all over it saying, we think this is a well and truly large overreaction. The outlook for what Elders is likely to deliver in the rest of 2024 is quite, you know, promising. You know that farmers are replenishing their herds. They know that the overall steer market, so obviously beef, is still quite elevated because of what happened at the end of last year and that change in supply. So there is actually a runway to suggest that the Elders share price yesterday sell off may be overdone. It explains why it jumped back 7.5%. Again, I would want to point this out. I'm quite agnostic on them, but I think they are and probably should be in a better position than what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think you're right. But again, sometimes these agricultural stocks do carry a number of risks, as we've seen in the mining and the cycles with telcos, banks, cyclical stocks in it, whether it be infrastructure and, of course, retail. Evan Lucas, independent analyst and great friend of Money News, thank you so much for joining me on this Tuesday evening.
Have a great night, Scott.